Okay, good evening, everybody. Coming to you from New Rochelle. Tonight we are beginning Simon Reish Mem Ches, which is Yud Beis Amar Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos, and these are the dinim about being maflig besvina and going on a trip before Shabbos. So this is one of those simanim where the Mishnah Berurah gives a lengthy introduction before getting into the halachos, and through the introduction we'll be able to understand the halachos much, much better. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei kodim shilchus beber divrei ha-shulchan aruch natuk l'shon ha-braisa hanom b'zab Gemara daf yutes, that it's kedai to first quote the brisa that the Gemara brings related to this inyan. Tanu Rabbanan, the brisa tells us as follows. We have a brisa that says as, like this: Ein mafligim b'sfina pachas megimel yom kodem l'Shabbos. You're not supposed to go on a boat trip less than 3 days prior to Shabbos. Ba'medvar mamurim l'dvar arshus. That's only if you're going for a dvar arshus, for an optional reason. Aval l'dvar mitzvah shapir dami. But if you're going for the sake of a mitzvah, you're allowed to go even within 3 days of Shabbos. The brisa says uposikim. And Rebbe says, but you do need to make a deal with the sailor that he's got to stop for Shabbos, and then even if he doesn't stop for Shabbos, it's fine. Rebbe Gamliel says, you don't even need to make such a deal, it's fine. And then the second qualification, if you're only traveling from Tzor to Tzidon, which is only 1 day's journey, then it's going to be Mutter on Erev Shabbos. That's the Brisa. So the Brisa tells us you're not allowed to travel for Dvar HaRashus within 3 days of Shabbos, but if you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's going to be Mutter, Machlokas, whether you need to make a deal with the sailor that he's not going to go on Shabbos, and if you're going only on a 1 day's journey, then you're allowed to go even on Erev Shabbos. There are many reasons offered in Poskim for what the basis of this Isser is, meaning it's Thursday. What's the problem of traveling somewhere on a Thursday? So, five reasons. Number one, Yeshom Matam Shamit Sarach Yisrael Lassus Malach Be'atzma B'Shabbos, Mishom Bikoach Nefesh, Malcolm Sakanahu, that we're afraid the Jew himself is going to have to do something because of Bikoach Nefesh, and you never put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to be Machal Shabbos. Someone just asked me last week, can they induce labor on Friday? And the answer is no. Why would you induce labor on Friday? Induce labor on Motzai Shabbos. You don't want to create a situation where you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos unnecessarily. So you don't do it. If it's not possible, in Dirshu, he quotes from Shomaz al Narbach, if it's not possible, you have no other choice but to schedule a surgery at that time. So then it's a Dvar Mitzvah, and you're allowed to do it. But that's the first reason. We don't want you to come to Chil Shabbos. Reason number two, Oshiyasei Enu Yudhi Balasvina, that the Einu Yehudi who's running the boat is going to do all sorts of malacha for you. That's Amir al-Nachri. Third reason, Omishum Isutchum, and that it's going to be a violation of Isutchum, Kamvor Beis Yosef Arichos, like the Beis Yosef discusses, Varif Sphere, Lady Mishum Chash Malacha, Utchumin, Vadai Haya Osraf Kodim Shloshiyam, Megam Dar Mitzaloya Mutter. But the Rif says, come on, it can't be about Tchumin and it can't be about Malacha, because if it were about either of those things, 3 days before Shabbos is not Shaykh, I mean, it has no relevance. Even if it were 5 days before Shabbos, you can't set up a situation where you're going to do malach on Shabbos, where a guy's going to be doing malach for you on Shabbos, where it's going to be an isra of tchumen. So says the Rif, it's a fourth reason. Now, the taker is mishum bittul mitzvahs onek Shabbos. The real reason is that it's going to be a bittul mitzvah of onek Shabbos because you're still getting your sea legs for 3 days. The kol shal shiyam rishonim yesh lem tzar machmas anu asino shegupo mishtaber. The first 3 days there's a lot of tzar because the sfina is shaking a lot and it breaks down a person's body. You could and also the salt water is in the air, it just the whole environment is different, and you don't come back to yourself until after 3 days. In the Sefer Taras HaShulchan he writes that to go close to Yom HaKippurim would be mutter according to this reason, because the whole thing is Mishum Oneg Shabbos. Well, in Yom Kippur there's no mitzvah of Oneg, Adrabah, there's mitzvah of Enoi, so maybe it's even a better idea to go on a boat within 3 days of Yom Kippur. He also says that the reason of Tsar means that it's going to, that why is that going to shter your Oneg Shabbos? So Pashtus is that you're going to be nauseous. Says Rav Nissim Karel, it's primarily it's that you're not going to eat. And if you're not going to want to eat, then that's going to be a blatant violation of the Oneg Shabbos. And then a fifth reason, the Yeshom Datam Shal Sulaaf, Lugmisvino, Mipleshon, Nirakilu, Safishat, Altavayamayim, Shabbos, because that's like you're taking a flotation device and floating on the water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to float on the water on Shabbos because it's a gezeira that you might make a flotation device. So that's the five reasons why you're not allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos. But prior to 3 days before Shabbos, it's mutter to go. Because by going a long time before Shabbos, it's very recognizable. So no one's going to come to make a raft for himself when it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, because you're already in the mindset to realize not to do these things. Those first few reasons that we quoted that said that it relates to that you might do malacha, the goy might do malacha for you, that it's nisur of tchumin. He says, what are we going to do about the rifs kasha? If it's about malacha, then it should be asr on Monday. It should be asr on Sunday. You're never allowed to set yourself up where you're going to do malacha on Shabbos. So how are we going to answer up the rifs kasha? Mishum toshoshiyam kodim Shabbos mikri kama shabbata v'chal lav lizar shalyavu dechil Shabbos. Aval kodim shoshiyam dehim mikri basar Shabbos ha'avar adai lo chal lav azar Shabbos abav v'shari lafuk v'am. Gvaldik achidish. That within 3 days of Shabbos, you have to start worrying about what's going to be Shabbos. But on Sunday, Monday, someone says, oh, what are the plans? Where are we going? What's going to be? I don't have to think about what's going to be. It's only Monday. We don't have to talk about what's going to be. Today is still related to last Shabbos. It's not yet related to the next Shabbos. So even though you know that you might have to come to do malacha and that you might violate an Isra of Tchumen, but it's Monday. I don't have to think about malacha and Tchumen on Monday. That's the great chiddush of these Rishonim. And even if, as it turns out, I'm going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, Shari, that's going to be Mutter. Now the Mechaber happens to paskin the reason of Oneg Shabbos. But he still holds that even if it's going to lead you to Chil Shabbos, it's still mutter to go on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. He said the only reason the Mechaber quotes the reason of Oneg Shabbos is he's trying to tell you not as a kula that I'm giving you the reason of Oneg Shabbos, but if it were about Chil Shabbos, it's going to be Asr on Sunday or Monday. No, he's quoting it as a chumrah, and he's saying that even if you somehow take care of the issue of malacha, because there are plenty of goyim on the boat, and the nachri is running the boat, and he's doing it for the nachrim, he's not doing it for you, so you don't have a malacha problem, and it's the malamei asar tvachim, so you don't have a tchumen problem. Still, you can't go within 3 days of Shabbos, because Oneg Shabbos is enough of a reason. That's what the Mechaber is going to say in Siv Beis, as a chumrah mishum Oneg Shabbos. Afilu achi yasum mishum bitul on Shabbos l'chud, v'ata novel v'ar beis Hashem, as the Rishul Chanoch. Now that I've given you that introduction, says the Mishum Berurah, now we're ready to learn the Shulchan Aruch. So let's go learn the Shulchan Aruch now. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Aleph. You're allowed to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos if you are even if you're going for a dvar mitzvah. And you make a deal with the person that they're going to rest. And if later on they don't rest on Shabbos and they don't stop the boat on Shabbos, it's not your problem. So that's beferush from the brisa. But if you're going for a dvar harshus, ein mafligim b'sfina pachs mishloshi. For Dvar Rishus, you're not allowed to go less than 3 days prior to Shabbos. You have to already be mindful not to go on a journey at that time. So let's see the first five Si'if Katans. Si'if Katan Aleph, Afilu Berav Shabbos, Hainu, after Bevadu Le'ikayim Onek Shabbos, we said if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go even on Friday. But wait, if you're going on Friday, it's going to kill your Onek Shabbos. You're going to be nauseous all Shabbos long. Still, you're going for a mitzvah, so you're potter from the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. In a chenami, it's going to stir your Oneg Shabbos. You don't have to worry about that. And obviously, if the boat is in waters that's deeper than 10 tefachim, where you don't have to worry about tchum Shabbos, because ain't tchum in lamal me'asara, tekaim lani tchum lamal me'asara tefachim, ela afilu yesh makom shamayim muatin bachs me'asara tefachim, gam kein mutulatzis berav Shabbos v'sfina, kivin shulu dvar mitzvah. Even if you're going to run into tchum Shabbos problems, problems because it's below 10 tefachim, it's still mutter because you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah. So Dvar Mitzvah overrides Oneg Shabbos, and Dvar Mitzvah overrides Tchum Shabbos. Right? That's the Chiddush of this line of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishmur Sivkat and Beis, Uposekimo, you're supposed to make a deal with the sailor that he should stop on Shabbos. Now, if you're going to leave on Shabbos, that you can't do even for a Dvar Mitzvah. The Chiddush of Dvar Mitzvah is that you're allowed to leave within 3 days before Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to leave even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Because one of the Tanoim of being able to go is to tell the guy, it's only on condition that you don't run the boat on Shabbos. Well, if the boat's leaving on Shabbos, he's running the boat on Shabbos. So you can't make such a condition, obviously. He says, but you should know that there are some people that are makel even to go on the boat on Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. Sivkat and Gimel, she yishpo, so you're supposed to make a deal with him that he'll rest on Shabbos. Whether you leave on Friday or whether you leave earlier, as long as it's within 3 days of Shabbos. Now, the Sefer Ola Shabbos is topic. The Sefer Ola Shabbos is not sure about the following. What is this idea, this deal that you have to make with him, that he's not going to pause, that he's going to stop for Shabbos? Is that a deal that is ma'akev, or is that not ma'akev? Meaning, oh, the lights just went out here, so hopefully I'll be able to, oh boy, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. So let me see if I can move to a lighter area. There's some lights on me. Okay, so his shaila is that deal that you have to make with someone that they're not going to travel on Shabbos, that the boat's not going to go on Shabbos, is that something that's in fact ma'akev, or is that not ma'akev at all? Aaron will remember this for tomorrow night when we're at the chasana together. So, same place. So is that something that's ma'akev, or is it not something that's ma'akev to make that deal with the person? So that he's not sure about. Meaning, what's the example? If the guy tells you right when he goes, he says, "By the way, I'm going on Shabbos. I'm traveling on Shabbos." He doesn't even get let you get two words out. Most poskim say it's not ma'akev. You're still able to go. So he said, "Pachus mishloshi yamim sivkatan dalid." So he said, "For dvar rishus, you're not allowed to go within 3 days." So simple question: what is 3 days? 3 days starts when? Is that Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? Or is that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Right? When are you not allowed to go? So it says in Mishnah Berurah, "Dahainu biyom revi'i b'shabbos asur," that it's asur to go on Wednesday. Aval agra hevi b'shem harbi rishonim tashlosh yom nechshavin im haShabbos gufa. That no, the 3 days are including Shabbos. Ubiyom revi'i mutter, and on Wednesday it's mutter. Vayin sham shkasu shkein muchach b'tsefta ubi Yerushalmi. And he says muchach that way that the 3 days start on Thursday and not they do not start on Friday. What's the nekudas amachlokes? So if the Isser is Mishum Oneg Shabbos, do you need the Prima Gadim says, the Machlokas is, do you need the whole day to be Ba'oneg? Meaning it takes 3 days to get over, to get your sea legs. So can you, if you find your sea legs in middle of Shabbos, is that good enough to find your sea legs in the middle of Shabbos? Or must you find your sea legs prior to Shabbos? So moving on, Sivkat and Hey, Kodem HaShabbos, sorry about the break. Kodem HaShabbos, Sivkat and Hey, Vuhu Adin Kodem Yom Tov. The Yom Tov HaShabbos, Shavin V'chein Yom Tov Sheni, Ein Mafligin. The same is true when it comes to Yom Tov as well. It's not only Adin and Shabbos, Adin and Yom Tov as well. And on Yom Tov Sheni also, you're not allowed to go on a boat to take a trip. Says the Ramah now, Aval Kodem Shlosh Yom Shari. If it's more than 3 days in advance, it is Mutter. Afilu B'Svina Shemosh Chumos Ali De Behemos. Even if you have a boat that's being pulled by animals, I can't exactly picture how that works, but somehow there are animals running on the dry land and they're pulling a boat that's going in the sea. So even that is going to be mutter. And even if the boat is not more than 10 tefachim off the seabed, where it's a tchum problem, and even if you're going to need the Jew to do malacha afterwards to move the boat. So says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Vav, I'll try to move to a better Zoom location. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Vav, Afilu B'Svina, Ratzalomer, Delo Neima D'Dami Licha B'Karon, Da'asu Lisa B'Shabbos. You shouldn't say that it's like traveling by a wagon where you're not allowed to go on Shabbos. Afilu M'Yashav V'Karon, Kodem Shlosh Yamim, even if you're sitting in the wagon more than 3 days before, Ayin Siv Beis B'Agav, meaning you're not allowed to go in a horse-drawn carriage on Shabbos. That's always going to be usher. So one might think that you're also not allowed to go in a horse-drawn boat on Shabbos. So therefore, that's going to be. So you would think that that's asr as well. So it's not asr. Vayin sif beis b'hagad ulfim asher regil limshoch hasfinos b'beimos b'naros. That based on what people are used to, that they pull boats with animals. Afilu b'toch shlosh yamim, even within 3 days. So then mutter. Then mutter, it's going to be mutter to go. I'm like being chased all over the place over here. Then it's going to be mutter to go. I can't see. Then it's going to be mutter to go. Sorry. I'm going to turn on my flashlight here, see if I can do that at the same time. Then a few b'makom. Where are we? Sivkat and Zayin. That I might think that it's also to go. Do we do vav sivkat and vav? Afilu b'svina. Ratzalomer to lo name of the dami la'alicha b'karon da'asu lisa b'shabes afilu miyesha b'karon kodem shalshi yamim. That this isn't like going in a wagon where you're not allowed to be in a wagon that's being pulled by animals on Shabbos. Vayim sif beis b'agav. We're going to see in the Ramah in sif beis dilfim asher regil limshoch hasfinus b'meimus b'naros afilu b'tok shalshi yamim motalaflik. That if they draw the if they have the boats being pulled by animals, even within 3 days, that's going to be mutter to do, because we just aren't worried about the fact that animals are pulling the boats. So why then over here does it say that it's mutter 3 days before Shabbos? It's mutter always to be on a boat that's pulled by animals. El Dinakun Kodem Shalshi Yamim Mishum Shar Sfinos. We're mentioning the Kodem Shalshi Yamim for a different reason. That's because of Shar Sfinos. That's because about the general issue of going on a boat. Sivkat and Zayin Vafilu Ein Begova Dehava Mina Dasu Mishum Tchumin. The Hava Amina is that it would be an Isra of Tchumin if it's less than 10 Tfachim off the ground. Kamash Malan Delo. So it tells me that it's not a problem of Tchumin Vatam, and the reason that it's not a problem, Kivin Shiskel Kodem Shalshi Yamim, since you started more than 3 days in advance, like we said, more than 3 days in advance, you don't have to think about Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem of Tchumin. Sivkat and Ches, Vafilu Bimakom, Hatam Kamosha Ksavnu Lemaila. So we said, even in a place where you're going to need to do the Malacha, it's Mutter, before, more than 3 days before Shabbos, and the reason is, as we said, the Shloshi Yom Kodem Shabbos Sheyachim the Shabbos Abba, because on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's not related to the coming Shabbos, it's related to the previous Shabbos, only Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday relate to the coming Shabbos. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you have to worry about the Chil Shabbos that's going to come about. Then it's as if you're agreeing to be Mechal Shabbos. Aval kodem lazeh shayachem the Shabbos shavar, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday relates to the previous Shabbos. Bekivin shehiflik beheter ein lo limana machma Shabbos haba. And since you left beheter, you don't have to withhold because of the coming Shabbos. You don't have to refrain from going because of the coming Shabbos. Shazim yerelo sakana bitzarek lechalo mishum pikuach nefesh ein kan chilul. Because then, if something happens and you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos because a pikuach nefesh situation comes up while you're at sea, that's not chilul Shabbos. Because it's for Bikuach Nefesh. And at the time you left, you didn't have to think about the problem. Sivkat and Tes, La'asos Achrakach, to do Malacha afterwards. Hainu Deinlo Lemenoa Machmazeh, Mileshev Basvina, Kivin Shukodim Shalshiyamim. That don't let the Chil Shabbos prevent you from sitting in the boat since it's more than 3 days before. Avonli Kalmakon, Kalmash Yachalas, Shleyasarch Basman Chal Shabbos, Gonaldei, and Yehudi Chodoma, Pshitot Mukhev Lazos Kane. Says Mishmur, I got news for you. You're still not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Meaning, if there's any way to avoid the Chil Shabbos while you're on the boat, of course you have to avoid the Chil Shabbos. We're just saying that if there's no way of avoiding it, and you went on the boat on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so then it's going to be okay. Let's finish up the Mechaber over here. Vimu Derech Muat, if it's a very short journey, Kemo Mitzor Letzidon, Shein B'neim Kim Ha'alichem Echad, like from Tzor Letzidon, which is only a one-day journey, Mutal Haflik Be'erev Shabbos B'Boker, you're allowed to go in the morning on Erev Shabbos, Ne'eshev Shoshayigia Shem Kodem HaShabbos, because it's possible that you'll get there before Shabbos. But if you're in a place where the minig is that you don't travel on Erev Shabbos, then you don't travel on Erev Shabbos at all, even on Friday morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Yud Baboker, that if it's going to take an hour or two of the day, it's going to be, if you wait until an hour or two into the day to leave, then it's going to be a problem because you're not going to get there before Shabbos. So you got to go Friday morning. Mipresha Efshar, as long as it's possible to get there before Shabbos, it's fine. What does it mean it's Efshar? It means if the conditions are good, the wind is blowing, that's mutter to go on Erev Shabbos. Because it could be that the wind will blow and you'll have the necessary conditions to make it work. So let's summarize what we learned today. So we basically learned in the introduction that there are five reasons for the Yisr to travel on Erev Shabbos. There's that you might have to do malacha, that the guy will do malacha for you, that it's an Yisr of Tchumen, that it's a bit alonik Shabbos, which is the reason of the Rif, and that it's like Shot al Pnei Amayim. Then we discuss in the Mishabura whether the idea that you need to be posek imo, that he's not going to do the work on Shabbos, is that necessary? Is that ma'akev? And the conclusion was, not really. And then we had a machlokas, when does these 3 days before Shabbos begin? Is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or is it Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? And we had the Prima Gadin that says maybe it depends on whether you just have to be able to have Onik Shabbos at some point in the middle of Shabbos. And then at the end of the Siv, we said that short trips are okay as long as it's possible to get there before Shabbos. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Siv Beis and hopefully without any Zoom problems tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.